views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready for a game changer. Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sarah will bring you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Now here's your host, Sarah Westall.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall, and you're listening to the Conscious Business Radio Network on Transformation Talk Radio. According to Wikipedia, political corruption is the use of powers by government officials for illegitimate private gains. Forms of corruption can include bribery, extortion, cronyism, nepotism, influence peddling, embezzlement, and all sorts of other things. Today's show, we are going to be talking about corruption and trying to end corruption in our political environment and our government and ultimately our culture. I know people are people and we'll always have bad people, but to have a culture of corruption like we do now, we can't get anything done. We have so many issues that we need to be taking seriously. We have a broken education system. We have a national debt that is absolutely overwhelming and crushing us. We have a medical system that is unaffordable by the average American. We have rising poverty levels, terrorism and safety concerns. We have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. We are the biggest, consumers of drugs. We are the biggest sellers of weapons. I mean, on and on, we have some pretty big issues in our country that we need to take care of. But our Congress and our government is so corrupt right now that we can't get anything accomplished. And in fact, this new book came out. It's called The Confessions of Congressman X. It's a political, he talks about political corruption in Washington and how it's absolutely rampant. The book was written by an anonymous member of Congress and displays a really ugly picture in Washington. And here's some quotes from the book. And actually, some of them are actually kind of funny because it's so blatant, but it's sad. I mean, if it wasn't so sad, it would be funny. Here we go. To be honest, most of my congressional colleagues are dishonest career politicians who revel in the power and special interest money that is lavished upon them. My main job is to keep my job, to get reelected. It takes precedence over everything. I know that sounds crass, but it's just the way it is. It says, the average man on the street actually thinks he influences how I vote. Unless it's a hot button issue, his thoughts are generally meaningless. I'll politely listen, but I'll follow the money. Voters are incredibly ignorant and know little about our form of government and how it works. Hell, I'm lucky if my constituents know my name and what I do. It's far easier than you think to manipulate a nation of naive, self-absorbed sheep who crave instant gratification. Fundraising is so time-consuming, I seldom read any bills I vote on. My colleagues seldom know how the legislation will be implemented or what it'll cost. We spend money we don't have and mortgage the future with a wink and a nod. Everything's for the here and now. Screw the next generation. It's all about immediate publicity, getting credit now, looking good for the upcoming election. Wow, how wonderful is that, right? It's deeply disturbing. But listen to some of these chapters in the books. Chapter one, voters are incredibly ignorant. Next chapter, I had high hopes when I was first elected to Congress. I think everybody goes in wanting to change the system and then gets beaten down, unfortunately. My main job is to keep my job. Facts, schmacks. I'll say anything to get elected. So much of what I do is a farce, bullshit raised to an art form. Does money corrupt? Of course it does. We're not obsessed with the truth in Washington. Here it reads a pompous ass. I feel disconnected from reality. I'm a closet moderate. This person supposedly is a Democrat. We're terrible custodians of the people's money. The news media is as biased as the politicians it covers. So those are just a feel for this new book that just came out. It's going to be explosive, and we'll see how that goes. But, you know, it's not all dark and awful. I know that this gives you an idea of what we actually are facing right now, but we have an organization called Represent Us that has over 600,000 committed members, and it is picking up steam and growing fast. It was founded by, it was incubated by two professors at Stanford and Northwestern University, and it was also founded by Josh Silver, who is he's a media executive that ran the free, company called the Free Press, very respected. And it's a nonpartisan political and cultural movement determined to end corruption, and they're making headway. I mean, they're just going gangbusters. And he's going to join us today to talk about what they're doing and what their objectives are and how they're strategically getting it accomplished. It's a pretty eye-opening and impressive look into an organization making a true difference. And so I'm going to welcome Josh Silver to the program. Hi, Josh. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So how was your organization originally formed?
Well, you know, we know that the problem of money in politics and the way that our democracy is broken, the way there's little competition, 86% of congressional districts are not competitive, that it's impossible to run an independent or third-party candidate for president without being the nadir spoiler that money is determining political outcomes. If we don't tackle these problems, we are going to continue to fail to make progress on the big issues of our times.
Yeah, the major issues.
Education, taxation, climate change, poverty, war, peace, they're all skewed by this broken democracy of ours. And if you don't stop, drop, and roll and fix the system, you're not going to fix the problems.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just talking to my husband the other day, and there was a libertarian candidate that came up, and they don't get any media attention. And we were talking about if they just got the same media attention as the Republicans or Democrats, it'd be a three-party system. You know, I mean, it just depends on who's getting the attention.
Right. And what people don't realize is that this is not some global conspiracy or a national conspiracy. This is outdated, sort of atrophied voting and election laws that have been on the books in some instances for 200 years, literally, that make it so that it's a winner-take-all election style where third-party candidates and independent candidates don't have any way to viably get on the ballot. This system makes it so that money is legally allowed to pump into the political system by special interest lobbyists in exchange for lucrative favors like government contracts, tax breaks, and other nefarious ways that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and the ways that the system is created so that more than half of the American states don't really have any meaningful input in who gets nominated for president, because their primaries are held so late in the election season, like California and so many others, that they are irrelevant, or during the general election, because of the way this old, outdated electoral college works or doesn't, that makes it so that the only states that really matter are sort of, Ohio and Florida and North Carolina and a few others. So these are all problems that are built on policies, structures that were created by humans and can be changed if there's political will.
So you believe that the corruptions that we have, just the plain old things don't work, is really based on our political system, not other factors?
Well, yeah, there's plenty of factors, but the big factor, the elephant in the room, is, yes, the broken systems, the broken structures. And I think, we spend a lot of time talking about how horrible or between horrible and mediocre various candidates or politicians are. And that is true, but they are the symptom. They are sort of the result of the broken system, I would argue.
I think that a lot of the really good people in our society don't want to run.
Of course.
I mean that's the
there's literally thousands of people more qualified to be the president of the United States than Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, but they're not going to be on the ballot because they don't want to spend a year running for president. Like, what is this? This is crazy. It's more than a year you have to run for president. They don't want to raise over $1 billion. I mean, think about that.
You have to raise $1 billion. You got to go for a year. You have to get creamed in the process.
Oh yeah, your personal life is destroyed. You're exposed for the world to see. I mean, it really is so broken. And what people don't understand is that you can fix this. And this is probably why you had me on the show today, is that, you know, the reality is that similar to what we saw with, say, gay marriage or marijuana decriminalization or even term limits, these are issues that were going nowhere in Washington, D.C., and advocates took matters in their own hands and brought the fight local. They started fighting for reform at the city and state level, and they started challenging the issue in the courts and stopped banging on the door of these politicians in Washington, D.C., pleading for them to fix it. They accepted that in the short term they're not going to, and instead the play is in the states and the cities and local, and that's what we're doing. So on this issue of democracy this year, we're working with local partners to run statewide ballot initiatives, like Vote Yes on Question 2, which, of course, you can do in about roughly half of the American states. You can do ballot initiatives. Ballot initiatives that completely overhaul ethics law, transparency, makes all political money completely transparent, makes the relevant government agency actually enforce the law, puts a cop on the beat, and overhauls campaign finance to empower every voter to be able to donate to politics with a small contribution to offset this awesome power of big money special interests and super PACs.
Well, and the Bernie Sanders campaign has been collecting money from small amounts of money from people all over the place, which gets people a different sense of how things can be done as well. But you're trying to take this everywhere. Now, do you believe that the corruption at the local levels is the same as at the national level? Or do you think it just kind of varies depending on where you're at, I guess?
Well, no, I mean, the national level, it's really grave. I mean, it's worse than anywhere. And it depends on where you go. But there's a wonderful report done by the Center for Investigative Research, or excuse me, the Center for Public Integrity, which rates every state in the United States based on how strong is the integrity of state government and how inoculated our state government from corruption. And it scored roughly half the states with failing grades, an F. And most of the
Wonderful.
Other states with a D. Yeah, with a D. Three states got a C in average, and none got a B or an A. So, you know, the reality is that the states are in really rough shape too. And we have a situation where you can pass statewide ballot measures that clean that up, improve the grade of the states, improve state government, and simultaneously sort of lead the way, sort of redefine reform nationally. Now, yes, Bernie Sanders has now raised, as of today, $207 million. It's pretty incredible. And only 0.02% of that came from outside groups, which he has said officially, I don't even want, but you can't control everything. But the reality is Bernie Sanders is not going to win.
Exactly.
And so what you're left with a big money candidate working for big money special interests and Goldman Sachs and all the other well-heeled special interests in the form of Hillary Clinton. And you've got a quasi-billionaire, and I say quasi because you've got a guy who calls himself a billionaire, Donald Trump, who won't release his taxes, and everybody's saying he's actually not worth nearly as much as he says he is. But he had to be a billionaire and able to run a credible campaign. If he wasn't a billionaire or close to it, he would never have been taken seriously. So you have this inherently faulty system where these two big money candidates, and of course Donald Trump said how he's not bought and he wouldn't allow himself to be bought, and then he got the nomination and then immediately started raising $1 billion from big money donors.
Well,
so, I mean, it's so broken. And for us who are working on this issue, we sort of wring our hands and say, doesn't everyone get it? Doesn't everybody see that if we don't fix the democracy problem, if we don't get money out of politics, if we don't, or at least control how it buys politicians, if we don't fix the Electoral College, fix gerrymandering, create so-called instant runoff voting so that we don't have a spoiler if every time a third party or independent candidate gets into a race, if we don't change all these things, which we can do through ballot initiatives, if we don't do that, we're doomed. Like, we're not going to have a viable world. I mean, this is not hyperbole. You know,
well, I did a show on children at risk, and it's really in a dire situation where there's a lot of, generation after generation of people being abused and neglected, and then those people have more children. And so it's just, it's a lot of the states aren't doing anything. I mean, nobody's doing, and the churches are completely overwhelmed. And it was an excellent show with, he gave a talk, Mike Tikkanen, and he gave a talk to the UN about it. And he runs this Kids at Risk Action Board. And it's a core problem. And my point is that we can't even deal with things like taking care of our own children in our country and making sure that we're not rotting from the inside out. You know, we have debt that's out of control. I'm not a big fan of the Federal Reserve giving trillions all over the place. We can't figure out, we're on the hook for that, but we can't do anything. We audited them once. It's like we're completely out of control, and the average person has no ability to do anything. And I love the fact that you're going in and trying to clean this up so that we can take care of real problems. You watch the politicians in these shows, the debates, and it's really a joke. It's at such a vanilla surface level. We're not even taking care of real problems. You look at like Obamacare. My sister's a doctor. She tells me that there's more doctors in therapy now dealing with the stress of not being able to do what they need to do for their patients. And more than any other industry, more than any other group of people. I mean, there's some serious problems that we have.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. And like, think about this. 26.7% of children in the United States live in poverty, and close to half of the children in public schools in the United States live in poverty. And you know what poverty is? It's the official definition is $23,000 a year for a family of four.
Yeah.
So, I mean, have you tried to live on $23,000 a year for a family of four? I mean, if you actually push that number up to where it should be, which is more like $40,000 to $50,000 a year for a family of four. Again, if you're making $40,000 for a family of four in most places in this country, you're still really close to.
Well, in any major city, that's probably very, very difficult.
It's really bad. Things are really bad. I mean, in Australia, they're looking at nearly half of the northern part of the Great Barrier Reef is dead from climate change. It's like, you know, we're in a situation where things are so dire and they're not being addressed because our democracy is so broken that the haves, the folks, the big money interests are running the table. And so the good news is, not to depress everybody, the good news is there is a much more organized, much more resourced effort underway across the country at represent.us, represent us, to reclaim our democracy, to pass these anti-corruption laws that end the quid pro quo bribery that defines politics. In 2017 and 2018, we're expanding beyond just money and politics to pass comprehensive gerrymandering reform laws so that we're putting redistricting, that is who carves up and draws congressional districts, we're putting that into the hands of independent commissions instead of partisan operatives. We are passing instant runoff voting laws, which create new voting systems that enable third party and independent candidates to run and win without being marginalized or ostracized as spoilers. And we're creating automatic voter registration laws so that people, especially young people and poor people, are automatically registered to vote. And that vote, that registration rather, follows them when they move from place to place.
And they can only vote once.
Right? Yeah, but right. But I mean, the point being, like, look, in Australia, you know, you get a $50 fine if you don't vote. We don't have to go that far. Like, we can just make it so that folks are automatically registered to vote, and that registration follows you around. That's especially important to poor people and young people who move a lot. So there's, you know, there's ways that we can fix this by taking matters into our own hands in the same way that people have done who are for the Second Amendment and gun rights, or for term limits, or people who are for gay marriage or for marijuana decriminalization. These are all movements where regardless of how you feel about those issues, as a matter of political strategy, they've been incredibly successful at going around the U.S. Congress, taking matters into their own hands, and working locally. And even in places that don't have ballot initiatives, and that's about half the U.S. countries, from Texas to Minnesota to Pennsylvania to Georgia and North Carolina and South Carolina, and many others, even in those states, non-binding resolutions calling for similar reforms are very powerful and can be done sometimes at the ballot and other times through city and commissions in town and county commissions. So there's lots of ways to figure out how to engage and actually make a difference at represent.us.
And you guys are nonpartisan. I mean, you're, like you just said, gun rights, and you're using that as an example, using legalizing marijuana as an example. The point isn't what you believe. We just all want a system that's not corrupt so that we can actually get stuff done and it can actually represent what we want and what we need. Because right now we're in such a gridlock BS, and so whoever has the money is playing shenanigans to make sure they make things happen. And to be honest, I can see how they kind of do that, because they don't trust anything to get done the real way. So they're bribing people to get stuff done.
No, it's really true, Sarah. And I got to say, so I spent a long time lobbying in the public interest in Washington, D.C. on issues of telecommunications, things like, you know, how much should people be charged for their internet, and should the phone and cable companies that provide internet be allowed to block and slow down content, and other issues. And frankly, I found consistently that majorities of both Republicans and Democrats, when the chips were down, would side with the big money special interests. Consistently, over and over and over again. There were minorities in both parties that often tried to do the right thing, but they didn't have power. And what we have found, this couldn't be more important.
And this is, the representatives in Congress would side with the big money interests, you're saying?
Yeah,
not the people, not the people in general.
No, the elected officials in Washington. And that happens in state houses too. And the point is that on this issue of reclaiming our democracy, the American people are completely united. Libertarians, Tea Party, Republicans, Democrats, Naderites, Sanderites,
everybody
across the spectrum wants to control the undue influence of money in politics, make it so that everyday people have a louder, more influential voice in politics. They get it, and they are united. The only people who are not united are the leaders. They're the party leaders from both sides of the aisle who have their own moneyed interests driving their campaigns and are dividing the American people on this and so many issues, when in fact we're not divided on this one.
We're not. And you know what? They get us sidetracked. They get the masses sidetracked on things that they don't really – it's not the big issues. The big issues we're not really dealing with. That's what it feels. That's
exactly.
What it seems to me.
And it's so frustrating. I mean, look at what's going on with both Trump and Sanders. These are campaigns, historic campaigns, that are reflective of a nation that is absolutely irate. They're done with the status quo, and they want real transformative change.
Well, they want,
and not the kind of change that Barack Obama left. Because I believe that Barack Obama caved quickly to the big money special interests as soon as he became president on the platform of change.
Well, I mean, what kind of pressure do they have? I mean, what kind of... I think that sometimes they get in there and the pressure that's put on them is enormous.
Right, and again, it's systemic.
We have to take a short break, but we will be back and we will finish our discussion with Josh Silver on how to end corruption in our political system.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. If you get clear and then return to the old patterns and blocks, and your answer to that healing is that you can't or you have to, then you may have a lot of fear that keeps you from choosing your greater good. There's no shame in not being ready. It just may not be time. But if it comes around again, let's try again. We shut ourselves down because we can't imagine another way of handling situations. Source is unlimited. Let's let go of the I can'ts and have to's and see what shows up. If you're ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
And we are back. I'm Sarah Westall, and you're listening to Business Game Changers. And we are talking with Josh Silver about Represent Us, an organization that is growing leaps and bounds. They have over 600,000 members now and just taking the nation by storm on ending corruption, which is something that we desperately need to do. I'm going to give you another fact that people might not realize. I know people realize that people steal from our government an incredible amount, but Medicare and Medicaid fraud has cost taxpayers upwards of $1 trillion just over the last decade. New York State claims that almost 50% of the claims that they get are questionable, so that's pretty scary. And here we go. The Russian mafia has actually put a branch of its organization in the United States just to steal from Medicare and Medicaid because it's cheaper and safer to conduct fraud against those organizations than to participate in its other illegal activities. How crazy is that? So just kind of gives you an idea of what we need to clean up in this country. And so great that Josh Silver and his gang are making inroads and dents into this corrupt system that we have right now. We have no choice. We have to get this done. If we want to move on and actually have some place that thrives and a place that we want to have our children to be part of, we have no choice. We have to fix this. But before I get into that, I want to play another song by Katrina T. And we've been playing her music over the last few weeks because it's beautiful, but also because her CD, if you purchase that, 100% of the proceeds are going to go to the Kids at Risk Action Board. I did a show with Mike Tikkanen a few weeks ago about our children in this country and how there's so many that are being neglected and another broken system that we have that needs to be fixed. I mean, we're not taking care of our own in this country. And she is so generous to donate 100% of the proceeds from the sale of her music to this organization. So we are going to play another song from the CD. And I think it's so fitting for the show that we're doing. It's about heroes. And I think anybody that takes on corruption is a hero in this country. I mean, it's risking your lives to do something against powerful people. And if you're in the public eye, you're safer. But it's an important task, and they are heroes with inside our country. So here's the song from Katrina T.
Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your fight. Thank you for the freedom that you gave with all your might. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your strength. You are all the reasons that make this country great. We will always remember the sacrifices made, for heaven holds a place for you and all of your days. We will remember the sacrifices made, heaven holds a place for you and all
Yes, another beautiful song by Katrina. Beautiful music that she does. If you want to purchase this CD, you can go to my website at sarahwestall.com, and you'll see a red little image on the side with a way to purchase her CD. You can click on it and go to her website, and she can get you all hooked up there. Otherwise, you can donate directly to the Kids at Risk Action Board, and you can just do a search for CARA. I'll have a link on this, my radio page as well. And they have a way that you can donate directly to them. So one or the other, I mean, I would get the music and then you donate that way. But one or the other, you can donate to the great cause as far as helping children in our country who are neglected and abused. And we really have a broken system there that desperately needs to be fixed. You can listen to my show that I did a few weeks back with Mike Tikkanen. He's talked all over the country. He's talked with the United Nations. He's an expert in this area, and it's a really eye-opening discussion on what's going on across the country. But let's get back to Josh Silver and learn all about Represent Us and what they're doing to end corruption in our political system.
I mean, you have a government where it is legal for moneyed special interests, no matter who they are, whether they're corporate, they're unions, whoever, folks with big money, are legally allowed to write a law, a model law, give it to a politician, and ask them to pass that law and offer big money contributions, bundled contributions, super PAC support in exchange for passing that law. And then, in turn, we have a system where politicians are legally allowed to ask those same special interests for that money.
I know, that's crazy.
And then do their bidding. It is crazy, and it's legal. And the reason people don't talk about it as much as they should in the press, I mean, Bernie Sanders is talking about it. Donald Trump talked about it before he started selling out and raising money himself. But the reason nobody else is talking about it is because it's completely legal, and it's not news anymore. It is just simply the way the system works. But it is so encouraging when you see the liberals and conservatives are standing shoulder to shoulder and actually fighting for this, because it goes against the narrative you get from the press, which is that it's the right versus the left, Democrats versus Republicans. That's BS. That's not true.
Everybody wants justice. Everyone wants corruption to be gone. And they just see that we have so many issues that are just rotting ourselves from the core.
Yeah.
And nobody wants people to steal all the money. They feel like there's a lot of theft at big picture level. And where is this money going?
Yeah. And, you know, it's true that, you know, the federal elections in 2012 cost $7 billion, roughly. And this year, 2016, which is the next presidential, is estimated to cost about $10 billion. Do you think that most of the people who are giving money at that magnitude are doing it out of love of country and love for that politician? No, they're doing it in exchange for favors. So Sheldon Adelson, the billionaire casino magnate who put almost $100 million into the 2012 campaign, he's doing it for candidates who are not going to allow him to be prosecuted for crimes abroad that he's done in China and elsewhere. He's for politicians who are against online gambling, because he's against online gambling, and for politicians
who are staunch, he's buying their agreement on whatever he needs to have happen.
Exactly, and this is happening across the board.
And you know, to a certain degree, you see why they do that, because once our government gets to this point, people feel that's the only way they can get anything accomplished. And, you know, the average person can't do anything. And so we have to clean this up. We have to. Our children, you know, like I tell everybody, they should listen to that show I did about the children that are suffering, because we can't have we can't go on like that. You can't have that many children who are just not being taken care of, who are being neglected by society, year after year after year, and expect to have a community and a country that's going to thrive. It just doesn't happen. The only way you're going to have that happen is to isolate yourself and just make sure you're around others that aren't like that. And then we become a third world country.
Yeah, and what people also don't realize, though, is that when these historic efforts to fix various problems or pass certain initiatives through the state campaign strategy that I'm describing, these didn't just sort of happen magically. I mean, these campaigns were heavily architected. That is, for example, again, doesn't matter what you think about the issue, but if you look at marijuana decriminalization, in 1994, three billionaires got together in Arizona, and they sat down and said, we need to do this state ballot initiative strategy to decriminalize marijuana. Most of their agenda was really about lowering prison populations, which are, of course, we have a higher yes. per capita prison population than every country
in the world.
Virtually every country in the world. And they each put down $10 million each for a total of $30 million, which is a lot of money in 1994. And they set about passing these laws in the states. That was the genesis of what is now a pretty remarkable movement to decriminalize marijuana that, frankly, 20 years ago was unthinkable. Likewise, with gay marriage or marriage equality, in 2003, a philanthropist named Tim Gill sat down with all of the various leaders from the gay rights movement and said, hey, we need a coordinated plan. You guys there, you're doing state ballot initiatives. You guys are doing federal legislating or lobbying. You guys over there, you're challenging jurisprudence in the courts. You know, they sort of had a very concrete strategy. And then Tim said, if you are all organized and you do this in a coordinated, smart, strategic fashion, I'll make sure you get the money you need to do it. And that's what they did. So those are proven methods for getting these kinds of vexing issues to move forward. And that's what we're doing at represent.us
and that's
with
awesome.
Money and politics.
Okay, so you are getting – you have over 600,000 people that have already joined your movement, and your movement is fairly new, right? And it's just growing.
We're less than 4 years old.
You're growing by leaps and bounds constantly. And
yeah, because people get it. It's a reflection of what's going on with Sanders and Trump. And remember, when Sanders officially loses, which he's going to, his supporters are already so frustrated. And that sort of revolution that he has started, and the people who support Donald Trump because he has disavowed big money and are now frustrated with him raising it, there's a home for both sides, for literally for the grassroots supporters of Trump who resonate with that anti-big money message and the supporters of Sanders at represent.us. And I think you're going to find a lot of disaffected Americans shaking out over these next few months. Remember, 42% of the American voters are registered independents. 42%.
Yeah.
That was about 33% 10 years ago. There's only 29% of the voters Democrat, 26% Republican. Think about that. Only
the majority is independent. Yeah, and that, you know, I'm independent.
Yeah.
I think you can also get some of those people who are actually registered Republican or Democrat to actually think about things different. People are just, they're fed up all around. So it's great to see you cleaning up this environment. Now, do you have money that's how are you raising money?
Isn't that ironic? So we have to raise money to get money out of politics.
I mean, no, it's awful, but you have to.
Yeah, for our bone budget and for passing two state initiatives, it's almost $10 million. But the folks who give, we have 10,000 people who write small contributions, many of them monthly contributions, which are really helpful. And then we also have a long list of philanthropists, wealthy individuals and foundations who had that epiphany. They're like, why am I throwing money at more efficient government and, you know, fighting against the deficit and the debt or for climate change or education reform when the whole system is stacked against me? I'm going to invest in fixing the system. And that's what has started to happen, where these philanthropists have started to invest in us as well as the other issues that they care so much about, out of the recognition that if we don't fix this, that we're not going to win anything else. And that's been very powerful. And I think that's why so many people are signing up to represent us.
There's a lot of people with money, a lot of big money, who care about this too, who can support this cause. It's just when an environment thrives, everybody thrives. And when an environment struggles, everybody struggles. You have to put yourself in a cocoon to not be around it, right? I teach at the University of Minnesota, and I have some foreign students, and I was asking them, they're all pretty wealthy, and they said, yeah, but you can't get away from it. You know, their money buys them a lot, but you still can't get away from the poverty. You know, you're still surrounded by it. There's only so much you can do. And so unless you want to completely isolate yourself, you're going to be faced with it too.
Exactly. Exactly. And hey, Steve Israel, who was the chief fundraiser for the Democratic National Committee, he retired just recently, or announced his retirement just recently, and spoke about, in such pointed terms, about how messed up the system is. How he just said, look, the whole thing is completely broken. I spent sort of 80% of my time, raising money selling out to interest, and we have to change it.
You saw the 60 Minutes report where they went undercover and filmed what was going on. I don't remember if they went into the Democrats or Republicans. It's the same in both. And they're required to spend 30 hours a week raising money on the telephones, like telemarketers and little cubes. And that's, I don't know how many hours a week they work, but that's 75% of a 40-hour work week, raising money like a low-level telemarketer. There's nothing wrong with being a telemarketer in real life, but my point is they need to be spending 100% of their time dealing with issues. Some of these issues are very complex, and they need to spend a lot of time. They don't even have enough time with 50, 60 hours in a week to really know what's going on, let alone giving them, taking away 30 of it to be able to raise money. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Steve Israel, the congressman, he said, quote, in New York Times, he wrote an op-ed, he said, the money race began when he started raising money for the DNC, Democratic National Committee. I attended political action committee fundraisers, which are like panhandling with hors d'oeuvres and appetizers. There were hours of call time huddled in a cubicle, dialing donors, sometimes double dialing and triple dialing, whispering sweet nothings and other small talk into the phone in hopes of receiving large checks. I'd sit next to an assistant who collated call sheets with donor names, contribution histories, and other information. I would ask things like, how's your wife, Sheila? Etc. Just reading off of notes. He said, I spent roughly 4,200 hours in call time, attended more than 1,600 fundraisers just for my own campaign, and raised nearly $20 million in increments of $1,000, $2,500, and $5,000. I mean, this is like, it's so bad.
It is. I know.
It's so bad.
It's so bad. So they don't have time to do it. Their job is just raising money and staying in office.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be that way. So people need to get off the couch, get off your computer, get to your computer, go to www.represent.us, sign up, become a volunteer, contribute money, become part of history. This is the great issue of our time.
Well, and I'm going to have your information up on my radio page so people can get that as well, with links to your website. And this is fantastic. I just love the fact that somebody's saying, okay, we have corruption. Everybody knows there's corruption. It's gotten so out of hand. And you guys are saying, you know what? Let's do something about this. And it was started at Stanford and Northwestern University. There's big people behind it. This is a real credible organization. Great people. You've run major media publication. It's the real deal. Let's really try to solve it. Let's get down there and do something. So I love it.
All right.
So
I do too. I love it. And I love that you're from Minnesota. My wife's from Minnesota, and Minnesota has one of the best campaign finance. I know it's not perfect.
It got a C, baby.
Well, what are you going to do? But, go to Represent Us. Sarah, thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much to Josh Silver for educating us on what they're doing. If you want to become a member of their group, or if you want to donate to their amazing cause, or both, go to their website at representus.com. I'll also have contact information on my page at sarahwestall.com. But definitely look into it. Regardless, you can support their organization just on the side. It's nonpartisan. I think everyone wants our system to be cleaned up, no matter where you are on the spectrum, whether you're far right, far left, in between. We can't get anything done unless we fix our system. And I think that people will be surprised at how much more we can accomplish if we start getting rid of the the silliness with politics. I mean, we talk about all the racial issues and the discrimination. We got to end that. That can't be political discourse anymore. And the only thing we talk about, we stop doing racial stuff, accept everybody for who they are, and stop and start talking about the real issues that we have going on. It's really important that we actually can discuss these issues. If you notice, the only thing that we ever discuss is racial issues on television or the media. Why is that? We got to start talking about serious issues so that we can solve some of these problems. And I think this is a step forward. I think Represent Us is making a difference in this arena. So again, go to my website, sarahwestall.com. You can get contact information for them, as well as listen to all of my shows. I have them all in podcast form, and they're available in over 100 different digital networks. It's all over the place. So, but on my website, it's very organized and easy to get to every single one of my past shows. So for now, I hope everyone has a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Business Game Changers with host Sarah Westall. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, as Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Pacific Time. And learn more about Sarah at sarahwestall.com today.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.